Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jason Vines, author of What Did Jesus Drive, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the September 24th edition of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 55. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and on tonight's program, Michael Mullally and myself will be talking in Mazda Racing with Adam Poland and Kenton Koch. Both of those drivers are scheduled to be on later this evening, and we're hoping that it'll be a good interview with the two of them. Kenton has recently been crowned champion in his own series in the Cooper Tire Protect Light powered by Mazda series, so we offer him great congratulations on that. Our first guest this evening is Adam Poland, who races in the Pirelli World Challenge in the TC class. He'll be calling in momentarily. It's a busy week for most of the racers in the Mazda Racing Stable. A lot of them are competing in the SCCA runoffs there in Daytona, the Daytona International Speedway. They started racing earlier in the week. They had their first race on Monday. And yesterday was their... They had a little get-together there at the track, sponsored by Mazda Racing. It's going to be a really busy weekend of racing for them there as well at the Daytona National Speedway. And it should be pretty good racing also. They've got a wide variety of cars on track there. For those of you who are aware, It was also a rather busy weekend for NASCAR. I'm sure all of you have heard so far that they had the penalty issued for Clint Boyer and the penalty of 25 points for illegal equipment. Apparently his track bar was wrong. They had some modifications they made that weren't approved. As expected, Michael Waltrip Racing is appealing that. But Michael Waltrip Racing has a history in a series of bending the rules and breaking them on occasion. So it's kind of an iffy situation to begin with the fact that Michael Waltrip Racing will be closing at the end of this year. Clint Boyer will be going to a team that has not yet been disclosed, which is not really a good thing for him. Unclear whether he'll be bringing a sponsor with him when he goes to his team next year, and of course what team he'll be going to. But the fact that he's been dropped 25 points in the chase to the championship is definitely not a good way to start the chase. And it pretty much guarantees that he'll be dropped out of the first round after this next race. Boyer's had an up-and-down career in NASCAR. He's had a few years where he actually did make the chase for the championship, but he's yet to finish in the top five in that series. Will be interesting to see what happens. I know the appeals process is going to be expedited because it is in the chase this year. So we'll see how that goes. For those of you who missed out last week, we had the opportunity to talk with Max Chilton about the superchargers and sponsor that he has now, Skylander Superchargers. And now I'd like to take a couple of minutes to replay our interview we had with him the other day.
Which is the first sort of serious category of motorsport you come to out of karting. I'll never forget my first win in that, but I think that's a good start to We weren't in the quickness of cars, but we managed to get into Q2, which is a big, no mean feat in a Marussia. And we had some good results, and I managed to set a record in Formula 1, which I can't get to be beaten. It might be equaled, but I finished every single race in my rookie year. And no one in the history of Formula 1 in 6 years has managed to do that. So that was a good record to have.
I know your racing career has been kind of up and down the past couple of years. What's your ultimate racing goal now?
My goal at the moment is still a bit open. I never thought I would race in America, but that's the same as you've always known. I've never seen ever because you don't know what's next. So I had my time in Formula 1. It might not be over if something else comes available, but at the moment I'm starting a career in America with Indy Lights with the goal to go to IndyCar. And if something else comes up, then I'm happy to change my career path again.
Can you compare your time in Formula 1 versus your current Indy Lights ride? What's the difference and what's the similarity?
The similarity is, all motorsport pretty much on road courses, as they call it in America, but in Europe they call it, racetracks. The race car never changes. Whether you're racing a go-kart or a Formula 1 car, you still drive the same way. It just gets a little bit more complicated. But the racing car never changes. If someone, if you're defending, you'll still do the same as it's what you did at the age of 8 years old when you were defending. So, that's the similarities. And then what's different now is Formula 1 is pretty quick these days. The quickest plus single-seater racing there is in the world. And Indy Lights is a little bit similar. It's more of a junior category I started off. It's more like GP2, which is a feeder series to F1. This is the feeder series to the American version of F1, which is IndyCar. So that's just a little bit different.
What changes have the team made this season to make you more competitive in the series?
The team haven't made any changes. We're new to it this year, Carlin are probably the most successful, biggest single-seater team outside of Formula 1 in the world. They run 22 cars in 6 different series. This is our first year to America. And we've had lots of, I think we've had 4 or 5 race wins this year. For a team, we were leading the championship for a little while, so we haven't changed anything as such. We just do what we always do with a new car. We try and get the understanding of the car, get it set up as much as we can, try and get as many points as possible, because points make you win championships.
How do you feel your chances are going into this weekend at Mazda Raceway Laguna 6?
Pretty good. I've only raced once before in 2007, that's 8 years ago. I'm liking it so far. He's doing practice yesterday. We've had one practice this morning, and it went pretty well. We didn't see deep tyres, but it's always hard to see your true face if you don't know what tyres you feel like. So we'll find out qualifying, but it's good to enjoy the championship. I wasn't Indy Lights wasn't my main goal this year, and I haven't done the whole season, so frustrating that I'm not going to the championship, even though I think I could have a good chance to win the championship if I'd done all the races. But it makes it a little bit more enjoyable because, I haven't got the pressure on of winning or losing a championship. I've just been doing race by race, and I've got to do the same this weekend. I'll just try and do as well as I can.
Everybody in racing knows that safety is the moving target. Given the recent tragedy involving Justin Wilson, and as well as the events surrounding the untimely death of your former Formula 1 teammate, Jules Bianchi, what changes do you feel are necessary specifically in open wheel racing to make the sport safer?
There's lots of things we can do. The sport was made a lot safer 20 odd years ago after the passing of Senna with Jackie Stewart's help, the FIA in Europe. And it's been pretty good, but there's always more you can do. So I think close cockpits might be the way forward, but there's lots to decide I have a few opinions of what we can do, but I'm no doctor, so that it will work. I mean, I know that in recent times they'll find a solution.
You mentioned earlier that Indy Lights is the pathway to the IndyCar series. What are you planning to move into the series in 2016? And if not, do you have a timeline as to when you're planning on moving into IndyCar?
I haven't got a timeline yet. It might happen next year, it might happen the year after, or if I might carry on with work with Nissan, because my main focus this year, weirdly, is the Nissan LMP1 project, because I'm a works driver for them. Yes, we've only done one race, and I've done the whole year of Indy Lights, but that's my main focus. So if something happens with work, I'll probably carry on doing the World Endurance Championship. No decisions yet on my future.
What's your opinion of the Nissan in the World Endurance Championship? Do you think that's the future, or do you think it's just another step in the evolution of racing?
It's definitely futuristic. Nissan are quite good at always trying to push the boundaries. I think this one has stretched them a lot. We're not convinced we've had some good signs of it, but you know, it's very new, so no one's right saying it's going to work or not work. We need, you know, more time. We've only done one race. Pretty much new, and we went into the hottest race in the world for a lot of us with very little testing, so but we'll find out in due course if it's the right way to go or not.
The IndyCar Series is currently one of the shortest seasons in professional motorsports. What changes, if any, would you make to the current IndyCar schedule?
To be honest, I haven't looked into it much because I'm not doing IndyCar this year, but to me, the schedule seems to be very tight. There's a lot of races in 6 months compared to a similar amount of races in Formula 1 spread over sort of 10 months. So I think it's pretty difficult for the teams and the fan base as well. You know, they don't really get a weekend off between April and the end of August, so they could maybe stretch out a little bit.
And can you tell us a little bit more about how you became interested in Skylanders superchargers and what their connection is to the races?
The way it came about was myself, Skylanders superchargers, was they were after a racing driver to help promote their new superchargers game, which is sort of racing orientated for the children's sort of market. And it's also now pretty good to sort of help the fathers enjoy playing with their children at the same time. So I got asked to open the game from, which is the world's biggest games fair playing at the start of August. And we got on really well and they started chatting, and they wanted to continue the, you know, the support with eventually being on the car this weekend in Laguna, which is sort of their home race. And it's just before the launch of the game here in the States on the 20th of September. So it was a great part.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for talking to me this afternoon, and wish you lots of luck in Laguna Seca and the rest of the year as well.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Statistics show a large increase in accident-related injuries among children between the months of May and August. Fortunately, many of these injuries can be prevented with a few simple precautions. To kick off National Safety Month and to share tips on how to keep kids on track for a safe summer, we are joined today by NASCAR driver Schreiner and Love to the Rescue Ambassador David Reagan, as well as junior racer and Shriners Hospital for Children National Patient Ambassador Brendan Wisely.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing really good this morning. How about you?
Not too bad. I know you've had a little bit of a season in musical cars this year, starting with Front Row, then filling in for Kyle Busch at JGR, and now at Michael Waltrip. Do you think you'll be racing there for the long haul?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I've really enjoyed working with the Aarons folks and MWR. I'm having a lot of fun, and they've allowed me to come and spend some time with Brendan and talk about a safe summer this morning, so that's a good thing.
Why is it important for you to partner with the Shriners Hospitals for Children?
Well, you know, I am a Shriner, and I've visited a lot of the hospitals over the years. I've met a lot of the patients, their families. I've heard their stories, and now that I have a young daughter at the house, it's important to think about, you know, being safer over the summer months. And as you talked about earlier, the summer months are the most likely opportunity for young kids to be injured or have accidents happen, and so. Brendan and I are kind of talking this morning about, you know, playing it safe this summer outside and in different situations, so hopefully you can have an accident-free summer.
What are some of the tips that parents can share with their kids to help prevent injuries this summer?
You know, the biggest thing that parents can do is just educate their kids on some of the accidents that could happen. But the biggest thing, you know, whether your kids are in a park playing, maybe a rec league or even at your own home, on the parks and on the swing sets, sliding feet first, one child at the time, things that are kind of common sense, but a lot of times we just don't pass that along to our kids. If you're around a pool or a lake, always wear a life jacket when you're near water. Make sure your parents are around watching you. Never play owner around lawnmowers. Brendan's got a good tip for that. And then open fire pits, campfires, grills. Always be careful when there's a heat source or a fire around. Some of those simple tips could certainly save an accident or a trip to the emergency room this summer.
Brendan, how has the Shriners Hospitals for Children had an impact on your life?
Well, when I was 7 years old, I was riding on a lawnmower with my brother, and I fell off the side, and it cut my foot off. And they made a prosthetic for me, and it just went on from there. They helped me so much get through all the hard times. They've made me a leg. I can play football. I can race.
For both of you, what's your favorite thing about the summer?
You go first, Brendan. What's your favorite?
Racing and not having school.
Yeah. You know, I've been out of school for a few years, but I can remember those days when you finally did get out. That was a fun thing. But for me, just the busy months and racing, a lot of great racetracks coming up for us, and the fun that the summer's here and everyone's having a good time and looking forward to the, you know, 4th of July night race in Daytona, Indianapolis. There's some really cool races coming up. So the summer's definitely a fun time for me as well.
And Brendan, who's your favorite race car driver?
I'd have to say Kyle Larson, just because I raced with him and I've known him a lot longer.
And he's about your age. He's not much older than you are.
Yep.
Where can people go to learn more about how they can stay safe on track this summer?
ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org/safe summer. You can find some great tips on being safe this summer and preventing some accidents from happening, and find out some great information on the Shriners Hospitals for Children's hospital network and all the good stuff that they do.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on today and wish you lots of luck in the future.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you very much.
Once again, Stephen Reg was talking about having a safe summer. Hopefully all of you had a very safe summer. I know my summer was pretty good. It was it was warm, and it definitely wasn't long enough. There's always more that you'd like to get done during the summer months. We'd also like to thank Max Chilton for coming on the program as well. Max Chilton, as you heard, is a competitor in the World Endurance Championship most of the time, as well as the Indy Lights Series. As I stated, we're standing by now for Adam Poland, who may or may not be calling in. We're also standing by for Kenton Cook, who's scheduled to be on the air in roughly 10 minutes. There have been some recent announcements about the series there, both the IndyCar series. They're doing some testing now. They're looking forward to a good year next year, but they're having some ups and downs, as they always do in the off-season. They do have a really long off-season, so they have lots of time for ups and downs. The main thing that a lot of the fans and some of the competitors as well are concerned about is the fact that Honda has not yet signed on for a full-time contract next year in the IndyCar series. It's expected they probably will, but there has not been any official announcement as of yet. In other news in the Honda paddock there, Honda will be working with the SCCA next season to bring in the FIA Formula 4 series to the United States. Honda is the official engine supplier for the FIA Formula 4 series, and it's supposed to be like the first series that you get into after your go-kart career. There are some pretty interesting looking cars. There's a lot of similarities between them and the Formula Atlantics, and as well as some of the other series that are in the Mazda Road to Indy. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects both the Mazda Road to Indy program as well as some of the SCCA events. I know in the past couple of years the Sports Car Club of America has had a lot of good ideas about bringing different series into the country. They expanded the use of the GT3s in their Pirelli World Challenge, which, of course, Adam Poland is a member of. The GT3s are now being used exclusively in the IMSA series next season, as well as in the Pirelli World Challenge. There's also a pretty good chance that they're going to replace what they call the GT Le Mans cars, and GT3 will become the preeminent Grand Touring, basically the the sports car, street-looking sports car series for the entire world of motorsports, which is a pretty interesting thing. I know they've had some recent announcements that they're bringing the Lamborghini Huracan into the U.S. market to compete in IMSA next season. He's got the chance to see a couple of those cars racing in the Pirelli World Challenge in St. Petersburg. I'm looking forward to seeing them again there next year in the St. Petersburg race, which I will be attending and covering a little bit for SpeedwayDigest.com. So be sure to check out the racing news section sometime early next year for that information. Also planning on attending the Rolex 24 at Daytona next year, possibly attending the Roar before the Rolex 24 in Daytona. It was an interesting event, although it's being held a little bit earlier this year than it was last year. And the weather forecast is for it to be a little chillier this year. The El Nino thing will bring the temperature down. Hopefully there won't be snow. I know in the past they've actually had a little bit of snow there at the track in January for the Roar before the 24. You can look up the Rolex 24 snowman, and that would actually give you a picture of the little snowman that Ganassi Racing made on top of their car during the snowstorm they had there a few years back. But it's kind of interesting. It's now getting close to the end of September. A lot of racing series are wrapping up. I know that our co-host here, Micah Mullally, posted a thing on her Facebook page about the end of her racing season. The IndyCar series is wrapping up. The SCCA is wrapping up there in Daytona. And the chase for the championship marks pretty much the end of the NASCAR season, although they still have until roughly almost two more months left of the NASCAR season. So it's the bottom half of the season for sure, the last quarter, if you will. But there's still like 8 weeks left, 7 weeks, I think. So it's still quite a long time. But time flies when you're having fun, as they say. And those guys definitely have quite a bit of fun, especially Denny Hamlin this past weekend, who won there at the event there in Chicago. As I stated, we're standing by to talk to Kenton Koch, the 21-year-old driver, and Glendora native. While we're standing by, we'll go ahead and take a listen to the latest singles from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew called Gentleman Champion. Once again, we'd like to thank Ron Pisano and the Pit Crew for offering his support to the program and some of his songs to for us to listen to in our downtime here. So I understand your racing season got over this past weekend. What do you have? What were your biggest successes, and what do you wish you could have done differently?
I don't know. I kind of wish that we could afford to just put all new parts and everything all the time, but we can't, and we have to work with what we got. So, I don't know. Oh my gosh, hold on. That was my nephew. I'm trying to babysit him and do this at the same time, and he's a big race fan, so he's participating, I guess.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I would actually like the season to last longer because I feel like we were really starting to get it towards the end. Like, the motor actually stayed running for, three races. So mm-hmm. I kind of wish it lasted longer. But, I had the power to travel across the country and race when they're still racing. But I don't. So it's okay, though. It was still fun.
So you should pack up the car and go to the, the race they have there at the Five Flag Speedway in Lakeland, the Chili Bowl there.
Yeah, definitely the Chili Bowl is something I want to at least go watch eventually.
Mm-hmm. So how do you like the, did you watch any of the NASCAR racing this past weekend?
No, actually this past weekend I had a friend from Idaho down, and so we did a lot of hanging out, I guess, and the TV actually really wasn't on this weekend, which was kind of nice.
That's good. Yeah, I watched the very end of it because I got home from my weekend up there at all the Halloween things right at the very end and saw Denny Hamlin win, saw the little bit of a shoving match between the Jimmy Johnson and Kevin Harvick. That was interesting.
Yeah, I heard it was a good race.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the race that got a couple of the teams penalized?
Yeah, Clint Bowyer ended up with a 25-point penalty for having unapproved equipment with his track bar. Was a little odd, and there was another team, but the only one I've seen was the Clint Bowyer because he's involved in the chase thing. So.
Yeah, wasn't there a fight too or something like that?
Yeah, that was it really wasn't a fight. It was just it was shoving, and Kevin Harvick was doing all the shoving. So Jimmy Johnson knows better than that. He moved back, and it was kind of funny. It looked like Delaney Harvick was actually yelling at Kevin Harvick to stop bothering him. So
that is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. But I think that Harvick's a little upset because it takes a lot to repeat as a champion, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to, and he kind of realizes that, and it's all one of those, the tempers flare during the chase for the championship thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes for good entertainment.
Mm-hmm. It does. We'll have to ask our next, have to ask our next guest if he's had any shoving matches during his career. He's been racing for a few years, but he's got at least one championship under his belt. He just won a couple of weeks ago, so hopefully everything goes well for him, and he hasn't had to beat up anybody to win any races.
Violence is not the key.
Exactly. Yeah, our next guest tonight is Kenton Koch. 21-year-old Kenton Koch has been racing for over a decade, starting out in go-karts at the age of 8.
Sorry. Michael, come on. The Glendora native bounced his schoolwork with racing as he moved up to the Mazda ladder system, where he has won $380,000 to put towards racing in the past 5 years. Kenton just won the Cooper Tire prototype, like powered by Mazda series title win. With 9 wins in 12 races and with one more race still left to go.
When not the racetrack, Kenton is a full-time student at Cal State Fullerton, where he is majoring in business. And he should be calling in about the next minute or so. So hopefully he'll remember that he's supposed to call into the program this evening. We happen to have a couple issues with that now and then, but that's why I'm happy I've got a few recording interviews that fill in the gaps. So it all works. Speaking of that, next week we're going to have Robert Hite on the program, who we got to interview last week. And he's going to be talking about their championship hunt, the countdown to the championship in the National Hot Rod Association. So that should be pretty good to listen to. He had a lot of good things to say, and he's a very entertaining and interesting person. So what's the next race you're going to be attending since you're pretty much done with your racing season?
The next race is called the Fall Classic, and actually they've just added a new race to that. Well, this is like the second year, I think, of the Mini Stock Nationals during the Fall Classic. So it's like a bunch of mini stock cars and street stocks racing 2 days. And actually I wanted to race that, but the Pinto's a bit broken and the Mustang's not cooperating. So, but yeah, I think we'll probably attend that for the weekend just because I think it'd be a nice getaway. And it's racing, so you can't go wrong with that.
There you go. You should bring the car out and just have it sitting there and sign autographs in the pit area and pretend like you're going to be winning the race.
I'm so fast, you can't even see me.
That's it. You lapped the whole field, and it didn't even look like you moved. Oh. As I stated a second ago, we're holding on for Kenton Koch, who's supposed to be calling in momentarily. Kenton is the recently crowned champion of the Cooper Tire Protect Light Powdered by Mazda series. And those are some amazing-looking cars. I've actually never been to one of the races because they always have the race the day before I show up at the track. They travel with IMSA most of the time. They are an interesting looking car. The little bit different. They've got the huge air intakes on the side as opposed to over the top of the driver, which is quite a thing to look at as well. And they race at Sebring and several other different races along with the IMSA series, the Tudor Championship, soon to be the WeatherTech Championship. Took me a second there. So they have some amazing things lined up for next year. It should be a really good year for the WeatherTech Championship, for their first year. And it will be the last year of their current setup for the cars, which is always a little bit different. The Daytona prototypes will be the last year racing with those. Then the following year they'll be racing more with the P2 cars, which are going to be morphed into more of a little bit faster, more like the U.S. version of the P1 car. Because when they did have the P2 cars for the U.S. version, as opposed to the World Endurance Championship cars, the P2 cars that race for IMSA are significantly slower, which shows that they're going to have to make some adjustments, especially if they want to bring in the cars from Europe. But that is the wave of the future, to try and have one car that works all over the world so that it saves the teams money and they can travel wherever they want to. And it makes it a little bit better racing, definitely for bigger fields. That's what the theory behind it is anyway. So while we're waiting for Kenton Koch to call in, who do you think will end up winning the NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship this year?
You know, I'm not really sure, but I think Kyle Busch.
That would be something. I think he'd definitely be a champion that people remember. But
yeah.
I think that the person who has the advantage right now, at least with momentum wise, is Denny Hamlin, and he'd be my choice at least for this week.
Yeah, he's a good choice. I think he's kind of a baby, but he's a good choice for sure. I don't know. There's always those people that you would like to see it and the ones that you wouldn't like to see, and he would have to be one of them that I would not like to see win.
Yeah, I think Denny Hamlin, he has his good points and his bad points, but he's a lot like, in many ways, he's a lot like Kyle Busch, because he likes to win. If he doesn't win, he's just not happy. And he goes off and he pouts and other things. But I don't think you really call him a baby that much, considering he's racing with an Achilles tendon that's torn, and he still ended up winning the responsible lap of her. So he has some personality issues to deal with. Let's leave it at that. But a lot of the drivers are the same.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I can't necessarily call him a baby, but like you said, he's just got some personality issues to attend to. So, But I mean, everybody has their moments. It just seems like he has had a lot of them lately.
Yeah. I think it'd also be interesting to see if Jimmy Johnson repeated as champion again. That would be his seventh championship of the Richard Ty, a bunch of the other greats in the series. I don't know if he'll go for eight. He might, but it would be something to have him go for win the seventh championship and have the big lucky number seven there.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind seeing him win. Just, I don't know. I think, yeah, I don't know what I was going to say, but yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind seeing him win it either.
You mentioned earlier in the year that you were planning on possibly doing a few sprint car races. Whatever happened to that?
Well, the guy whose sprint car I'm supposed to be driving ended up hurting his shoulder, but he ended up having, like, surgery on it and going through, like, physical therapy and stuff. But when he went back to work, he fell off his truck and he hurt it again. So bad luck, really bad. Yeah, bad luck. I was gonna say bad timing, but that sounds, it's not really bad timing, it's just really bad luck for him. But that's still definitely a plan for next year, though. He actually just got a new trailer, which I'm pretty excited about. I don't know why I'm so excited about it, but yeah. So, and he might even be letting my brother run a sprint car too, so hopefully we can just get mini stocks all together.
With the wing sprint, it's a little easier to fly up in the air, though. It might be you might be able to do some really interesting aerial acrobatics then.
Yeah, but I'm hoping not.
From what you said, you're pretty good at making the other car fly, so you never know.
Yeah, I've definitely had some interesting moments, that's for sure.
As I stated, I'm hoping to talk to Kenton Cope this evening. He did confirm with me earlier that he would be calling in tonight, but apparently everybody who confirmed is having issues tonight, and it's not the website, so I can be happy about that anyway. But we do have quite a slate of people lined up. We've got, in addition to Kenton Cope and Adam Poland, next week we've got Neil Albarico, who's scheduled to be on the program. He's one of the Mazda Road to Indy drivers. He's also a guy who did really well in the championship hunt this past year. So it'll be awesome to talk to him next week. I'm also going to try and line up a few people from the SCCA runoffs there in Daytona, which is going on this week. and see how that stuff's going. There are some amazing racing going on there in Daytona. A lot of racing going on in Daytona for all different classes. And it'll be cool to talk to some of those people. They may not be names you recognize now, but they'll definitely be names you'll recognize in the future. So. So you have any big plans for Halloween this year?
No. I'll probably just end up handing out candy. But I don't really celebrate Halloween. It kind of creeps me out, honestly. Like, Halloween kind of creeps me out a little bit.
It's supposed to, though. It's the idea. It's a fun time of year. It's interesting to see what people do. And all the haunted things are amazing. I wasn't into it for a while. But then as I got a little bit older, it became really cool to see what the people do, how they decorate their houses and how they decorate themselves too, how they decorate the different things, how they can create different scenery from areas that are totally different during the day. When you turn off the lights, everything gets spookier, and it's kind of neat. So as I stayed a little bit earlier, I did have the chance this past weekend to head out to the Halloween Horror Nights there in Universal Orlando. If you haven't gone, I definitely recommend that. Also went to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Disney at the Magic Kingdom. And that's probably more your speed. It's definitely not a scary thing at all. It's just a way to get lots of candy and see all the Disney characters all dressed up as their Halloween things. That was kind of fun.
I'm more of a Christmas person, to be honest. I like hot cocoa and stuff.
It's too warm here for hot cocoa most of the time. There are some times when it's not, but it was still 90 degrees here today, so too hot.
Wow.
So he wants to be the guest on the show this evening. That's what it is.
I guess so. He's all excited because he doesn't have to go to school tomorrow, so he doesn't have a bedtime tonight.
Okay. Why is that?
Because his dad is actually, because he's a sergeant in the National Guard, and so he's going to be deployed in like 2 weeks. Or two or 3 weeks for a year, and they're going to pick him up from the airport tonight, and so he's all excited.
Cool.
It's kind of cute, I guess.
Well, with that, we're going to end the program a little bit earlier this evening, since none of our guests called in, but hopefully I can reschedule him for next week and for the future, and it should be pretty good. Be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. As I stated, I did a few articles earlier in the week about the runoffs there in Daytona, as well as some information about the new FIA Formula 4 that's going to be coming into the country next year, so that should be pretty awesome.
How's your Palm Beach happening, is what it's called? How's that going?
It's going pretty well, actually. We've had the past few days, we've had our largest amount of hits ever. I had 666 hits on Tuesday, and 1,523 yesterday. So hopefully it just keeps getting bigger and bigger from here. As you just mentioned, if you're interested in anything going on in the Palm Beaches in South Florida, go to palmbeach.happeningmag.com or simply go to palmbeachhappening.com, and you'll be able to check out all the information about that. I did some recent stories about the Halloween events, and I've also got a lot of information about community things that are going on in the Palm Beaches, and you should check it out. A lot of amazing things going on around here.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again next week in the Thunderdome when we will welcome Mazda Road to Indy driver Neil Albarico.
There you go. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you again later.